Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We are, I can start for sure saying, hey, Merry Christmas.
This Merry
will be
Christmas week.
Airing on December the 23rd and headed to the 24th, Christmas Eve tomorrow, and then Christmas Day the day after. And We are excited about that and hope that everyone enjoys their Christmas. And we know that as we're talking about stuff, forgiveness, reconciliation, that some people are in the middle of this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're headed toward a family event and it's dysfunctional, not healthy. People in that environment can hurt you and cause trouble and cause you unpleasantness. And we know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really not go.
Right.
So what do we do? And we're talking about, you know, and we're talking about the situation, particularly where there's a believer who is part of that dynamic, family member, business person, friend, associate, church member, et cetera. And I got to be around them. And what they do is consistently cause me difficulty by manipulating me, drawing me into arguments, you know, making it hostile, forcing me to do something I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unpleasant. But you know, what do I do? And we said, well, number one, always number one, go to forgiveness because God's already forgiven them, everybody. Mm-hmm. There's no hierarchy of depth of that. It's just, I forgave everybody. Forgive them on the same basis I forgave you so that you could now have freedom about that. And could you talk to them with honor and respect? And by the way, what we're talking about now is my solution will still have that quality to it,
mm-hmm.
is honor and respect, that I'm not asking you to draw into a place of arguing, fighting, and engaging in the hostility. I'm going to call you to a different place, but it's got to come out of your heart. And so my work with you is that, no, they're not going to change, but I can give you a process to stay in that place of peace and joy for you. So we talked about last time of not making our own rule and don't letting root of bitterness come in. And so now he gives us, it's starting to move toward, here's the things I need you to start thinking about. So let's go to Colossians 3, mm-hmm. verses 12 to 17. Now the question is, okay, I understand, and I'm living in forgiveness. I could be okay with that. They're not going to go to reconciliation, and they're going to keep hurting me, and they ain't changing. Mm-hmm. Now remember, that's momentary. It doesn't mean permanently, but momentary.
Right.
So the third question is, okay, well, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So it's resolved for me. God right. said, okay, here's some things I need you to teach you. Okay, so go to Colossians 3, 12 to 17.
Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Okay. So he starts with a definition of what it looks like to be in forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, a compassionate heart, kindness,
mm-hmm.
humility, and humility is seeking, you know, God and being willing to follow God, meekness, gentleness, long suffering, patience, stay with it. Because you're mm-hmm. going to, in this case, he was saying, you're going to have to be in this relationship for quite a while.
Right.
And they're not changing, which means their potential is to keep hurting you and harming you.
Mm-hmm.
And he admits it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
They've crossed the line of justice and it's not right. And by the way, they are stepping into cursing. But what I need you to do is bear with that. In other words, live through that in forgiveness as Christ forgave you, which will translate into the ability to treat somebody with honor and respect. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of a definition of what does it look like. If I've really forgiven somebody, I could be in the same room with them. Mm-hmm. I could be in a place around them, or their name is brought up, or I talk to them on the phone, and I respond with a heart that doesn't seek to join the battle. And I know that, unfortunately, I can't resolve that by having them reconcile with me.
Right.
So I'm gonna have to be long suffering with that. They're not changing, and it's going to be a while. But I've forgiven them. And so he says, there's the key to the whole thing is, remember, number one, forgiveness. Number one, forgiveness. Why I've forgiven them, join me in that spot. And you can, if you can do it, then you could talk to somebody with honor and respect. By the way, if you can't, he says, I understand. Mm-hmm. What it means is, don't even fret about the reconciliation part of it, is you and me need to spend some time letting me give you my forgiveness.
Yeah.
And if I remind you of that, because it does, you know, and I've had people even recently, we talked through this, and when we do on a retreat on abiding, by the way, this is one topic that tends to come up
right.
a lot, is I think in your class, you've had that come up, is
right.
forgiveness. And what about, you know, and I say, well, you know, have you forgiven them? Yeah. And then they talk about the negative, hostile environment that I join.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you haven't got there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what it looks like if you're there.
Right.
I can treat him with honor and respect. And I truly have received Christ's forgiveness because he said, you forgave him on the same basis I forgave you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He says, now, in the situation where you have to be long suffering because they're not changing and they're going to continue to hurt you, verse 15 is critical. But read that one again.
It says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful.
Yeah. So it says, let shalom, mm-hmm. peace. Now, peace is your life with God. I can live in peace with God when I'm not in peace with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he says, I'm not qualifying that and say, well, you can live in peace when the other party and you are living in peace.
Right.
He said, I didn't say that. I said, you can still live in peace with me no matter what. See?
Right.
And he said, particularly when you start to recognize they ain't going to change, we are not coming to a place of peace.
Mm-hmm.
It takes two parties. Just like God says, it's not my will that any should perish and they live with peace with me, but they're not willing to.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't force them to. So I can still be in peace, even right. though they're not with me. And he said, so you can be in that spot. And it says a rule, the word there is umpire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a clarity of what a umpire does.
Right.
Even them, see, they had games, you know, sporting games and all that. And they mm-hmm. had umpires. They had referees, basically.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, and they called things. So
they said in or out.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Fair, foul, ball, strike.
Mm-hmm.
In or out, touchdown, no touchdown. The referee makes that decision. So he said, let peace be the thing that referees your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. Are you in peace with me or not?
Right.
Now, umpire means you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. Am I in shalom with God? I'm back in a place of joy with him. I'm receiving favor. I know what it feels like to be that way. And I know when it doesn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
When it doesn't feel that way and you let it umpire, what would you do? I know that I'm not in peace.
Yeah. When you know you're not in peace, you need to get back to him.
Okay. And again, he said the remedy at that moment is really simple. And 1 John 1:9 is to mm-hmm. repent, confess mm-hmm. with your mouth, I'm not in peace anymore. I'm going to come back to you, which means we meet the condition that we said on Monday. Fear the Lord, walk with God,
mm-hmm.
love God, serve God, and follow God. And I'm back to surrendering my will to you.
Yeah.
He said, so that's the remedy.
Yeah. So just a very practical picture of some of that I think about, especially going into the holidays and holiday events. I know personally this has been the case in certain situations that I've walked into before, where before I have gone into the situation, knowing that that person is there and knowing the difficulties that can arise, my question to God really is, when I'm there, how do I love them well? How do you want me to walk today? Yeah. And that is really, that's coming into that, let the peace of God rule your heart. It's really saying also, you're going to come into unity with what God is saying. And when we're walking in what he's saying, there's so much freedom in that. Let's say the instruction he gave me is, you know, actually you're going to, sometimes maybe he said, you're going to zip your lip. When they do this, you're actually not going to respond to that. And you're going to XYZ. Then when I'm doing that, the situation comes and I respond with the instruction that he has given me. There is no guilt that I'm doing it different. There is no personal responsibility. There's no getting pulled into a trap. This is what he told me to do to walk well in this moment.
Right.
And I am ruled by peace. Right. I'm not sitting there wondering if I should be or feeling guilty for not people pleasing or whatever the case may be. I am actually in peace because I'm in peace with the fact that I have heard what he's had to say and I'm walking in that moment.
Yeah.
And so that can be a very specific, I know even in phone conversations that I've had to be in with people that tend to poke and whatever, I will literally go to God when I know I'm going into some of those. And I'm like, I need to prepare my heart for this moment. What do you have to say? How do you want me to navigate it? How do I represent you well and still stand in truth and grace and everything else? And it is not uncommon at all for him to give me a very specific instruction walking into that of, this is how you're going to reflect me in this moment. Trust me with it, whether you understand it or not. And when I walk in that, I truly do get to walk in under the umbrella, under the canopy of his peace.
Yeah. So he follows with what you're saying is, you know, he says, let peace rule, umpire. So, you know, you either are or not. Mm-hmm. If you are great, keep staying there. If you don't, repent, come back. And then he basically, what he says is read verse 16 again. And he's saying there what you just said. What does he say?
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Yeah. So he said, my word, remember, here it's rhema. Mm-hmm. What I speak to you, let that dwell in your heart richly. In other words, mm-hmm. to a overflowing amount of benefit. Mm-hmm. That comes from keeping you in that peace because you're understanding, I need you to speak to me, guide mm-hmm. me, lead me. And he says, teaching each other and admonishing each other. In other words, this goes back to your comment about the community, is that if I'm struggling with that, I'm gonna start taking, here's what God's saying to me, what is God saying to you, together keep me in that place. And he said, I will keep you in peace and my word will keep you in peace by you following my peace, you know, and stay in it. So he said, let peace umpire you and remember to stay in that place where you could operate in honor and respect. Okay, then he says, now the way that you look at this other party is a certain way and certain things that you need to understand. So go to 2 Timothy 2, 20 to 26. Remember, we're talking about people that are opposing us, and we know that they don't have any desire to reconcile, which means they're not walking with God. And they're at the moment, they have a hard-hearted position of, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Now, we're around them. And by the way, they like to fight and debate us or control us. So they like it, actually. Mm. And that's their nature. God says, well, here's how I need you to look at this. So go to 2 Timothy 2, 20 to 26.
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
Yeah. So he says, now remember, these instructions are to me and what God wants he and I to work through, given that the other party isn't going to process with me mm-hmm. and he's not going to reconcile. They keep arguing, debating, fighting, controlling, and manipulating me, and they're not going to change. So he says, right. All right, understand it. He says, have nothing to do with foolish arguments and ignorant disputes and mm-hmm. quarrelsome. Okay, so just think about that alone. What is the primary instruction that God says toward us, knowing that the other party actually wants to do that, engage right. in foolish arguments and disputes?
Right. Is not to engage.
Yeah.
you know, you're not going to engage in that.
Yeah. So now he says, now think about it. Why? What's the impact? If I engage, what
when
happens?
I engage that, it naturally is going to draw me out of the kingdom.
So think about that. See, the other party is being influenced by the enemy, which we see here. The goal of the enemy using that other party mm-hmm. is to draw you away from God.
Right.
And if I can get you into a argumentative, foolish discussion mm-hmm. in the flesh, which is what I appeal to God's, you know, Satan says he's appealing to, is you now actually go and play Satan's game. Mm-hmm. Is that he wants you to get out there and go into what, and what we have a euphemism that says, don't hit the tar baby, mm-hmm. is don't you get your hand stuck in something that you're going to fight it and you're going to find yourself trapped by the fight. Mm-hmm. Not by the way you want to.
Right.
Because that's a natural reaction. Yeah. And somebody draws you into that fight and debate, and they're good at it. I have a tendency, and I'm talking about me, and everybody has a tendency to go, oh, yeah? And mm-hmm. you join the fight. And so God says, right. well, number one, pray that I give you the strength, and that's what you illustrated was, no, work at, don't join that. Do not mm-hmm. join that. In other words, you got to be silent on this situation and don't right. engage. Don't even begin engaging because mm-hmm. you're going to get trapped yourself. So right. don't, what I, and I keep the way I do it, because I have a tendency to want to do it, because mm-hmm. I've always liked debating, and I learned how to do it with my mom, who was irrational. I, you know, because of just how good I got at it, I just kind of like doing it, you know, and, mm-hmm. and when somebody pushes my button, like my mom did, I can boom, you know, I want to engage.
Right.
But I've had to learn that, well, that's foolishness mm-hmm. and has no value at all. So I will, and like you said, either I know I'm going to enter that situation mm-hmm. and, okay, Father, give me the power not to engage. I'm going to stay strong here. I'm going to be quiet. Give me that power. Or it could be momentary. Mm-hmm. Like it happens on the spot and then right. I'll hear it. But I'll hear the Holy Spirit say, don't do it.
Don't do it, Rich.
Don't do it. And it's... If I was you, I wouldn't, in other words, and I even hear this, if I was you, I wouldn't say what you're about ready to say. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Got it. You know, and so it's a working at it.
Right.
Keep working at it. And just with a pure principle of it's not going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. You're going to go and fight their enemy and back. Actually, they're going to overwhelm you with their irrational defense and mm-hmm. spinning. That it's not going to go anywhere other than make you mad and actually right. reinforce that they can win over you. So just don't do it. He said, rather you pray. Okay, what do you mm-hmm. pray? That they would repent so that they would be mm-hmm. able to recover their own will and decide, maybe I should do this differently on their mm-hmm. part, see?
Right.
And he said that they would be, so it's a two-step process. He said in verse 26, that they're released from having been taken captive to do the will of the enemy. Now, remember, mm-hmm. we're talking about believers here.
Right.
So it's not that they're possessed, but that they're under such a heavy influence of self mm-hmm. that they think they're doing good. They're fine.
Right.
And they don't want to engage with you in a healthy way. And so they're being taken captive by the enemy to do Satan's will, which is to keep them in that perpetual state. And they, remember, mm-hmm. God said they're captured and they aren't changing.
Right.
So you pray that they get released from that, which, by the way, is only by their responding to things I'm going to try to do mm-hmm. and release them. That they may or may not respond to that, but I'm going to keep and pray that they do. And then they repent and say, I really need to say I'm sorry to Rich and say, let's process this now. By the way, that does happen periodically. Mm-hmm. If somebody gets released and they say, gosh, you know what? I've noticed here that I actually have been at odds with you and I would like to talk about that.
Right.
Great. Hallelujah. I'm ready. Why? Because I've forgiven them already. See? Mm-hmm. But our prayer would be, look at them differently. Instead of changing them and instead of engaging with them, I've got to come up with a way not to engage with them.
Mm-hmm.
And all I do is pray that they get released from being taken captive and that they get their will back so that they could repent. And that would be the reverse of their problem.
Right.
I'm going to pray that way. But as far as this concerning me, and we'll talk more about this, all right, I'm not going to engage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to draw me in to try to be engaged. There it is. What do I do to not be engaged? So there's a question. He said, I'm not going to be engaged, but what do I do not to be engaged?
Right.
When they're trying to engage me. That's tricky. That's interesting. So we'll talk more about that next time. But at least we start to see it is that, well, you know, just understand that let peace umpire you. Are you in peace with me?
Mm-hmm.
Stay there. And let my instruction fill your heart. And as you approach this, don't engage.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to show you what that looks like. So Heavenly Father, we pray for that wonderful truth. We pray that, particularly as we think even of Christmas time, that we pray even right now, maybe we could practice this a little bit and have a heart of peace, stay with you, be able to treat people with honor and respect, which will have good impact, and come up with a way not to engage in the battle and the fight and the arguments that don't make any value. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.